From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. NATO says its forces are investigating whether civilians were killed in an airstrike on two hijacked fuel tankers in Afghanistan today. The strike occurred in the northern province of Kunduz. The tankers delivering fuel to NATO forces were believed seized by Taliban militants. There are unconfirmed reports that up to 90 people were killed or injured in a giant blast when the hijacked tankers were hit, possibly up to half of them civilians said to be receiving fuel from the trucks. Insecurity has been mounting in northern Afghanistan, an area previously considered relatively stable. And civilian deaths in Afghanistan due to actions of foreign troops have provoked outrage there. The fire that has blackened more than 200 square miles in Southern California was deliberately set. That's the word from investigators. Shirley Jihad has more from member station KPCC.
Fire officials have launched an arson investigation into the biggest wildfire in Los Angeles County history. They say they found forensic evidence from the starting point of the fire in the hills north of the city of Los Angeles. Nearly 5,000 firefighters are battling the flames. Two L.A. County firefighters died Sunday in a rollover accident. Steve Whitmore is L.A. County Sheriff's Department spokesman.
We believe that this is arson, and because of that fact, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department homicide now is looking at the tragic deaths of those two firefighters as a criminal homicide.
Investigators have been sifting through the soot and rubble where the fire started, but haven't said just what evidence they found to indicate arson. A memorial service for the firefighters is planned for September 12th at Dodger Stadium. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
The Labor Department will be releasing August unemployment figures this morning. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Perhaps the Federal Reserve's biggest remaining worry is how job losses will hurt income and spending. This morning's report is expected to only partially alleviate those concerns. August indicators have been somewhat encouraging. Surveys of corporate purchasing managers showed a slower pace of layoffs in manufacturing and non-manufacturing industries. ADP Employer Services reported a near 300,000 drop in private sector jobs, more than expected but less than in July. First-time jobless claims fell last week, but trended higher over the past 4 weeks. The unemployment rate unexpectedly dipped a tenth in July to 9.4%, but is expected to jump to 9.6% in this morning's report. The median forecast of Wall Street economists is for a 200,000 drop in non-farm payrolls. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Tropical storm Ximena's winds have now dropped to about 40 miles per hour, but it's causing severe flooding on Mexico's Baja California peninsula. This is NPR News. The death toll from a magnitude 7 earthquake in Indonesia has risen to 59, with 34 people still missing as searchers dig through rubble. Trish Anderton reports from Jakarta.
Police and soldiers are helping local volunteers shift tons of mud and debris in West Java in the search for bodies. In one village, a landslide caused by the quake buried several houses and killed some 30 people. Many of them were children who had gathered to play video games. Thousands of people spent the night in makeshift shelters or relief tents. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono visited refugees Thursday. He urged them not to go back to their homes because of aftershocks. International relief organizations are assisting with food and medical care, but some remote villages complain help has been slow to arrive. The quake struck Wednesday afternoon local time just off the coast of Java, Indonesia's most densely populated island. It caused buildings to sway in Jakarta and was felt in neighboring Bali. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Jakarta.
North Korea said today it has successfully tested uranium enrichment. That would give it a second way to make a nuclear weapon. North Korea already has a plutonium enrichment program. According to Reuters, experts believe the communist nation is still some time away from perfecting enrichment. Michael Jackson, the so-called King of Pop, was laid to rest in a private ceremony in Glendale, California last night, more than 2 months after he died at age 50. Stars from stage, screen, and the music world attended along with Jackson's family. The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke, and Gladys Knight performed. The service began about 2 hours late due to the late arrival of Jackson's family. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.